Eddins, who's 74, began his 48-year legal career as an assistant state attorney in Milton. 3 years later, he began a 25-year stint as a defense attorney before returning to the prosecutorial side for two reasons.
One was that it was the best job I ever had. I loved the idea that you were serving the public and that you were putting bad guys in jail. The second factor was that the state attorney, Curtis Golden, was very helpful to me and gave me the space and the time that I needed to develop.
When Golden retired, Eddins ran for and won the office, which he has held for 16 years. He decided against seeking a fifth term, saying while he still loves the job, it's simply time to go.
I looked at the candles on the cake, and even though my health overall is good, there were a lot of candles on that cake, so I decided that I wanted to leave now. I did not want to stay too long. I have seen other public officials do that, and I believe that it was a good decision and the correct decision.
Once in office, Eddins says he used the setup left by Curtis Golden as a base, and then worked to change with the times with the focus on prosecuting violent crime, public corruption, child sexual and physical abuse, and manslaughter.
As the office grew and we were able to hire a few more lawyers, I specialized more than Mr. Golden did, where he had only had a couple of homicide prosecutors in Escambia County. I added three special prosecutors, one of which focused on manslaughter.
The state attorney's office also began prosecuting crimes against children through the child advocacy centers across the First Circuit.
And managed to get experienced, career seasoned prosecutors in all four counties prosecuting child abuse cases. That was a very important factor in my career. I'm very pleased that we were able to do that.
During Eddins' tenure, his office has prosecuted literally thousands of criminal cases. Some that stand out for him include the home invasion murders of Bird and Melanie Billings in 2009, where seven murder convictions were won, along with an eighth for accessory after the fact. Then there was a high-profile corruption case in Okaloosa County.
Prosecution of Charlie Morris, the sheriff, as well as his chief deputy and several other employees for theft from the public. Also, Joey Graves, who was an FDLE agent and examined marijuana and other drugs, and he was stealing the drugs. He was sentenced to 15 years in prison.
But Eddins' tenure has not been devoid of controversy. His office has come under fire for what many consider to be an excessive number of juvenile defendants who were tried in adult courts. Eddins concedes that's a legitimate observation.
I transferred many juveniles that were older, that had committed violent crimes, and that had previous bad records to adult court. I believe that the juvenile justice system does not adequately punish juvenile defendants that fit into the category I just described.
Eddins re-examined their policies and in some areas reduced the number of such transfers. That, in turn, led to a civil citation system for misdemeanor offenses in Escambia County, which he says is one of the best decisions he's ever made.
The juvenile civil citation system has really benefited many, many juveniles that had no record and committed a low-end or a misdemeanor crime, and we were able to divert them and not make them convicted criminals.
The Zen adage, nothing stays the same, very much applies to the prosecution of crimes. Over the past 16 years, Eddins has seen everything become more complex. Case in point, a sentencing guideline system aimed at equalizing sentences across Florida.
But the guideline system really is not all that adequate in terms of making people with a serious record face serious time. So we've always tried to go above the guidelines in those type of cases. So that's one big change. The other one is the aspects of the crimes as our society has developed has become more and more complicated.
Eddins' successor is Ginger Bowden Madden, who won the Republican primary last August and had no opposition in November. The daughter of former Florida State football coach Bobby Bowden, she's been working in the state attorney's office for the past 6 months.
She's had free rein to evaluate the office during that period of time. She's been involved in our budget discussions. She's been involved in the discussions involving major cases. I've asked her to take a fresh look at the office, particularly on the technology side.
After turning in the keys today, next up for Bill Eddins will be some downtime, which has been in short supply over the past 16 years. years.
I'm looking forward to really being outside. I've been inside as a trial lawyer 48 years. I grew up in the woods. I love the woods. I love nature. And my plan is to travel in a motorhome some and brim fish and to relax.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.